need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check, then rest with
you. Let's get it.
Let's light, do it.
Lights, camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what's going on. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching, listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Got another great episode for y'all. I think we're episode like 61 in today. I got the homie, okay. Fresh, the freshest prince of Vallejo. Shiggy, right?
Shiggity, man.
Shiggity, man. Come on, Shiggity's in the building. Come on, thank you for coming in. Appreciate you. We've been playing phone tag for a minute. We've been had this plan, so. But it's finally glad we was able to connect and have you in studio for one. How you doing today, my guy?
Man, I'm doing good, bro.
That's good. That's good. Glad to hear it's another beautiful sunny day here in Vallejo.
Yes,
got
sir.
A wonderful episode. Going to get into the brand, of course, that Fresh Prince of Vallejo is. Got a little bit of sports talk, a little bit of current events, but I want to know a lot about what this man got going on because he is a walking enterprise in himself. And that's why we brought him on the show, to show him off and to promote everything that's going on locally.
Let's talk about it.
First of all, like I mentioned before, the podcast, been having these campaigns throughout the year. January was all about multi-talented. February, Black History, you know, I appreciate the color of my skin always, most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Very proud of that. March, we had Health is Wealth and so on and so forth. So the month of May, it's about making waves. I want to just know how you feel you maybe have been making an impact, where you've been at, just your day-to-day life. It could be just personally with your family, with your friends, stuff like that, or with the brand that you are in your community. How do you feel you've been making a positive impact of what you're doing?
Man, so I do a lot of, like, giving back. This month, I just been, I don't know what it was. It's just like, I gave away to a youth football organization.
Come on.
Out of Richmond, Tri-City Dolphins.
Nice.
They ordered some street signs. They ordered some flyers. I think I threw in like 1,000 extra flyers or something.
Come on.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, I mean, that's something that you could do anytime.
Yeah, that's easy. That's like light. That's easy right there. And then Garrett Toles, he's running for city council.
I believe I know district two
or something. He just recently ordered some shirts and some stuff for his campaign, and I was able to do the same thing for him, throwing like 1,000 extra flyers or something. Just something light like that. I try to do that when I can. Whenever I can, as long as it's not, I could do it, and it's not really hurting my business. And
facts,
I could do it. So that's easy. But what I do, I've been doing backpack giveaways for like 4 or 5 years now.
Come on.
So this next, what's this, May? So in June coming up, June is when I really I start accepting donations, and then we accept donations through June and July, and then August. Is the event, so we have I haven't started planning, but the backpack drive is coming
come on,
up
stay
it's,
tuned always for the backpack drive fifth, that's lovely
my fifth annual
come on hey come on let what's the wave know. We'll be there to cover and let everybody know where to find it, what to do. Man, that'll be major. So glad to hear that you're even, like I said, doing the little things or just taking a part out of your day with your business and your brand, of course, when you in position to do so. Of course, you never can't hurt yourself at any expense, but just still making the time, making the effort to do
to
it.
I'm so glad to hear it, man,
because a lot of people ain't doing it out here. And here at What's the Wave, we want to promote that and celebrate that. So I'm glad to hear that you are definitely making waves, not just this month of May, but in general,
always, like you said,
four or five years of a backpack drive. That's major, man. That's major. So
But I'm trying to get into something else, like not just because I'm big on the kids. So like the backpack drive is like. Like I love to do that, just to see the smiles on these kids' faces, and just it's something so small, but it's big to them. Like,
bro, major.
You feel me? Major. So like, just to see the smiles on their faces, and they just be so just open it and see what they got.
Come on, just for school supplies.
Yeah, but like I want to do something like Thanksgiving dinner, food giveaway, something like that. I've been wanting to do that since I started the backpack thing, but it's just like, you know, I can only do so much.
Right.
Facts. Just one person.
The,
so.
The right timing. You yeah. feel me?
But right. eventually, you know, hopefully that'll come along too.
Come on, man. We here for it, man. What's the Wave is here to help. Always, we'd love to do that. We were just talking beforehand just about stuff we want to get into, events and stuff. So it sounds like you plotting on stuff. So I can't wait to see it come to fruition, man. That's yeah. going to be major. Getting into just kind of how you've been moving and stuff that you've been doing. I've seen you so much popping up at so many of these vendor events. We yeah. talked about It's a Vibe and Sweet Treatment. Shout out Sweet Treatments.
Shout out Jackie and Sweet Treatments.
Yeah, been
sure.
a lovely, lovely venue since they popped up here in Vallejo. Just a positive space that I've seen a lot go on at just recently
yeah.
within the last year or two.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get your perspective on that as a vendor who has been at a lot of these vendor conventions, vendor meetings. How is navigating that circuit really? Is it a lot of love? I'm just saying it's, maybe from the vendor side, because I know you've also hosted
yeah.
the same thing. So you can speak to both if you would like.
For sure, for sure. So like on the vendor side, it's definitely a lot of love. Like, and that's what kept me coming back. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Because it'll be some days where every day is not a good day.
Facts.
So like,
you gotta make your money.
You gotta yeah. So you pay your fee to sign up, but that don't, you're not always gonna make that back. So, but it was like the connections I instantly made with some of these vendors. It's like,
yeah, you can't
put
a price on
that. It's like a family. It's we like a family. Like, you feel me? So, and like I enjoy just getting out and showing off, you know, what I do, and then also like mingling with the people, like just because it's people like right out here in Vallejo, like. Like, damn, you do this? Like, damn, how long you been doing this?
Right.
And you like you don't know. Yeah,
you don't even know.
Like,
right in your backyard.
Just over, like, the last, I say, year, like, I met some amazing people, like, I'm talking about all walks of life, old, young.
The connections that you make just in this space. Same with the podcast, the brands and the people I've had on, just making those connections is something you don't want to take for granted, and you realize when you don't realize until you start doing it. That aspect. But okay, I like that. But now from the hosting side, we were talking about earlier, exactly before we got on air, you hosted an event, and we were talking about kind of the pros and the cons of it, the work that goes into it, how stressful it is, but also how good it could feel. But going back and forth, can you speak to that? Because that seems like even more of a full plate. Than just pulling up, like I said, paying your fee, just trying to make your money.
Nah, for sure.
You're literally an event planner at that point. Yeah, so can you speak to that?
You hosting a whole event, that's something totally, like, different. So my 1 year anniversary was in March, so.
Congratulations on that, for sure.
Thank you. So I've been building, I had already started way before that. I had started like a pop-up page just because after my first couple events, I was like, damn, I used to throw parties.
Okay.
So I was like, damn, I think I could do this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But then not only that, I went to an event and I ain't go speak on the host or anything or nothing. Mm-hmm. But it was just a bad event for me. It might not have been for everybody else. Like, but just for me, I think I made like $6 that day. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? Like, I was like, all right, but I ain't gonna trip. Like, I'm like,
just took that L.
I took the L, and I was like, damn, like, I don't know if it was me or like where I was at in that location where she had me set up at.
Right.
But I just felt like, damn, I could do this.
Yeah.
Cause you all you're doing is you managing, like, it's basically in the whole event. So you not only is you collecting, you got to get all these vendors to sign up.
Right.
You got to get the location.
Right.
You gotta depending on the location or the venue, you got to get insurance. If you got more than one food vendor, you gotta go to the county and get a permit.
Damn, see, like, people don't even talk about that. Like, it's
so
a lot
much
of
shit that go
behind the scenes.
Behind it. And I didn't know, like, so as I'm doing my planning an event for my anniversary, I started getting all these vendors, right? So I got like, I'm like, yeah, woo woo. And I've got like 4 or 5 food vendors.
Right.
And I don't know how the county got Solano County got my number, but they somebody. Called my phone.
Yeah.
So one of the vendors must have told them that they was gonna be at my event.
Something like that, yeah.
So they called my phone and was like, "Hey, you have an event?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's my anniversary." And they like, "Well, you know, you need a permit." I'm like, "Huh? A permit?" I'm like, "Nah, I didn't know that." Right. I'm like, "She like, and I'm thinking it's a private event because."
Right.
What I read, it was like, oh, private events, you don't need an event, but public event.
Facts. That makes that, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you could throw a party somewhere. Right. Exactly. You don't need no permit. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, it's my anniversary. It's kind of private.
Right.
Well, she like, how many food vendors you got? And I said, I got four. And she said, oh well, more than one food vendor is considered public event. And you need a permit.
You. That's what they get you.
So I'm like, damn. I'm like, all right. And then at that time, also, the venue was like, we need insurance. So, like, it's just a whole bunch that goes into it. And then, not only that, like, the planning part behind it, like, you're not just going to, you don't want to just have a pop-up. Like, you want to have some type of activities and stuff going on.
You want it to be an event.
Yeah, you like, want it to be an event. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it was stressful, you know what I'm saying? Because I did everything by myself. Yeah. But at the same time, like, after it was over, I was like, I felt good about it.
You did that shit.
I felt good about it.
You did that. You were real shit. Like, okay. I mean, you still did that at the end of the day.
It's over. Like, now I could breathe now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and it seemed like you learned a lot from that process, which did seem like a hassle and a struggle, but I mean, like you said, you learn, you grow from it, and now you know how to move accordingly afterwards. Even with exactly like just saying the amount of vendors. Okay, now I know I can keep it to two if I want to do something local or do something a little more small, or if I need to get all of that support and that permit. Now you know what goes into the behind the scenes. But that's still a lot. Like you said, that's wild. That's wild, but.
Cause I went in head first, just like not knowing anything, like just thinking I'm about to throw an event,
right? Cause it's, I mean, sometimes it's that easy. It's really that easy, but so I guess people don't want to make it be that easy. Yeah. Honestly,
they threw me a curveball. I was like, damn.
I got a friend who just kind of experienced that going through a vendor in the venue as well, and they wasn't showing love and kind of didn't make you feel respected or comfortable, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they try to play you out. It's like, you could really do it on your own. Yeah. But it does, like I said, it takes that time.
It takes a
team as well. That's what people also need to take a team.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got to connect. Those connections make you take a team for sure. But yeah, that's crazy navigating that circuit. We could move it on to keeping it. Being outside, how do you feel the vending and stuff has been through the pandemic and stuff? I know you've been doing this for a while, so how do you feel has that played an impact, just even on business or just on, like you said, that networking and stuff as well?
I mean, it really ain't played not too much a part.
That's good.
Because, I mean, I didn't start vending till like last February, like February 2001, really just start popping up everywhere. So by that time, everybody was like ready to get back outside.
Definitely. Everybody was still in the house.
I kept my mask on, feel me? And I kept my hand sanitizer here at my booth. And like, I didn't go nowhere without a mask.
For real.
You feel me? And every time I did a transaction or whatever, I hit my hands with that hand sanitizer.
Stay safe with it. Got to. That's good, though.
It really didn't affect.
That's what's up. Even during that time, did you feel yourself a shift in branding yourself? Because now you have to market yourself, like you said, as a vendor event. Did you always plan to get out and be at those like kind of conventions? Or beforehand, were you just strictly off the social media or just off the kind of hit me if you need it? How did you feel like you needed to market yourself? I mean, because I love the brand, the Fresh Prince of Vallejo, exactly, because you get it with the prints, with the t-shirt design. With the t-shirt design. But how did you feel that challenge? How did you navigate that?
I never thought like I'm gonna be a vendor. I'm gonna be doing pop-up. It was I had a website.
Yeah.
And then I would sell through the website, but I would get people to the website through social media.
Right, right.
So I would work the Facebook and I would work the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I would send get the sales from that to the website, from social media to the website. But kind of slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, I gotta figure something out. Because like before it was Fresh Prince, it was something else.
Yeah.
It was Discount Prince. But I felt Discount Prince was too commercial. Like it,
yeah.
Like that sound like too commercial. I was like, damn. I just had a lot of time where I was sitting, wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, it's time to revamp.
Come on.
And I revamped.
Yeah. And I had a rebrand, restructure.
Did that. And ever since then, it took back off.
Nice, nice.
And then I was able to add business cards. I was able to add flyers.
Yeah.
I do banners.
Yeah.
I do like shit, anything. Fucking
come on.
Printing, like magazines, like what you need printed. Like
everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, talk about it then. Talk so about I took it. Like, it. This your chance. You tell everybody, plug the fuck out of yourself. Exactly.
So
if you, know if you need it, t-shirts, hats, shoes, mugs, banners, like you said, everything. Whatever you need printed on, y'all know where to come to now.
Yeah. Flyers, business cards.
That sounds, yeah, come on.
Car magnets, shit, yard signs, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A-frames.
And, okay, now even speak to that now. Opening up your whole catalog, because that's a wide variety of products that exactly you're able to provide for people. You don't have to give up your hand or you know, show all your secrets, but can you speak on the sourcing aspect, getting that product? Is that difficult? Did you find that to be easy? How is navigating that, or trying to, you know, figure out where to get the right product? Because, you know, you don't want to give nobody just anything, you know. So, yeah.
how do you
do that?
Okay, all right, let's back up a little. Mm-hmm. All right, so before it was Fresh Prince or any of that, I had a brand, a clothing brand. Like, I wasn't doing no printing. I wasn't doing nothing.
It was just all
it was
all
just
you.
I was taking my cash, going to the man, spending my money, and he'd print my shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd pick up my box and,
you know, go do your
and
thing.
And go do my thing that. So I was like, I gotta cut out the middleman some way. Like, you feel me?
Real shit.
This dude in my pockets, I don't even know, dude. Like,
real shit.
And if he ain't getting like at least half of what I'm making, it's like I could cut that out, cut the price down, cut the cost down, sell my shirts for less.
Exactly.
And still, like, win.
Being still win. Make your money by you still getting, but still giving people the product at an affordable rate. That's what that's the main goal.
So I started, the brand was High Society. It was a 420 friendly clothing brand. Nice. High Society brand clothing.
Okay.
I started that. Matter of fact, let's see what I brought this up. This was one of my this for you.
Oh, good.
This was one of my
joints, bongs, dabs, edibles, stoners.
Yeah,
come
the
on,
stoners.
Man.
That was one of my like one of my designs for the High Society. So like I was pushing that, and it's like I gotta cut out this dude.
That's
like
hard.
I gotta cut the middleman out.
Might
some
as
way.
Well.
And I figured out a way to cut him out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my bruh, he was talking about, well, we gotta get a machine, and then we got the machine.
Start doing your own thing.
And then we start printing. And then,
yeah.
Like, I couldn't, it was a like too big of a machine where you needed at least two or three people to run.
Mm.
So they start falling back, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, well, I'm like, for real, like, y'all, they started doing the music more.
It's good.
And I'm like, well,
this is kind
of, I'm done with that aspect of you feel me? Like, I done did that so long, so many years of my life. Like,
this the lane.
I'm in this shirt shit. Like, you feel me?
You're getting this lane. Yeah.
So I figured out a way to keep doing it. And I just figured out, you know, how can I keep printing these shirts without using that big ass machine? Because it was, like I said, I couldn't run it
but not by
myself.
Yourself, yeah.
So I got me a one-man machine that I could run.
Mm-hmm.
And then my plan was to print my shirts for High Society.
Because if I say you still had your brand.
I had High Society, so that was the plan.
Right.
But fast as I got the machine, and people knew, like, oh, you got you back printing?
Yeah.
Like, I need some shirts, then. Let me get 24.
Oh, easy.
Or let me get 36.
Easy.
So this was like when the pandemic, during the pandemic first hit, like 2020.
Yeah.
And people was getting them stimulus. So they was coming.
They was running.
They was running it up. Ooh. Like, so that year, 2020, I ran it up. And then, like, it slowed down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, what the hell going on? And most of my clientele started printing.
Not exactly. So, I mean, yeah.
You feel me?
So now, like, now it's a little bit of a competitive, so now competitive, like, nature, okay, right now.
I can't be mad at y'all. I did the same thing.
Facts.
I did the same thing.
Facts.
So it's like, I got to figure out a way to bring in some more revenue, because now.
So now it's not just print for high society. Yeah, it's just
I never got back, bro. I still ain't got back to high society.
Yeah, facts. Because like you said, now Fresh Prince is taking off because, like you said, everybody. Yeah. Is doing everything and needs more than just, like you said, just a classic t-shirt or a sweater or something like that. Now, like you said, banner, signs, everything.
So once the clientele started printing their own shirts, it's like, damn, I got to get outside. That's when I started popping up. Now I'm popping up.
Nice. See, I look at that. Now I got, all you hear is progression, man. Progression. We love it, man. All you hear is progression here. Yeah. Exactly. So that's great. Like you said, just even from that aspect, like you said, cutting out the middleman, which, like I said, everybody has to do, you know, you feel me? If you a hustler by heart, you feel me? You're going to find a way to do so. But even then, like you said, when people kind of hopping on the same highway as you, you still setting yourself apart, manning your own lane, expanding, growing, and now you're out here outside doing your thing and everybody see you for it.
Exactly.
Man, that's all. I'm so glad to see it. Glad to hear it, man. We're going to keep it moving. Like you said, we hear all for progression as well. Progression. That might be another campaign coming up. Progression month, man. That's going to be dope. But let's keep it light. Every guest I bring on, just to keep it real, let the people know I'm all about sharing stuff that we all consume, which is media, music, TV, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So give me what's been on your playlist lately. It could be new, old. It could be anything from Lil Baby to some Jacka to some Dre. What's been you slapping lately? Just honestly, or maybe on the way here the last week or so, what you been in the mood for lately?
I've been on, I ain't gonna lie, I've been on, what the hell I've been listening to? These cats these cats out of Texas.
Me personally, I've been slapping a lot of local artists. Been slapping a lot of La Russell.
Been on La Russell too.
He just dropped a song with Just Incredible. My boy Deathstock DP, I've been slapping that Live Like Us. That's been on repeat. My boy Garrett Jr. just dropped a little Ready. Yeah, I gotta listen to everything. I think I heard one song. I can't even tell you the name right now. My fault, my guy, but I got you.
That's good.
But yeah, let me know who you've been slapping most recently for sure.
Oh yeah. So that was Mo 3 on the way here.
Yeah.
But what's the young cat name?
And Young Day, you know, Young Day stay on the playlist. So I ain't gonna pick.
Lil Baby. What's that say? Mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle Victory Lap album.
Facts. I mean, come on. Slapping the classics now, you know. Did you end up listening to that new Kendrick?
I haven't. I've been seeing people talking bad about it.
It's different. I mean, it's cool. It seemed like something Kendrick would really make. So, yeah, but
I've been on La Russell. Like, I've been on La Russell.
Yeah.
Tough.
Like, yeah. That like, boy is tough. Is a freak of nature, bro. Yeah,
he's a whole different animal. Like, We ain't seen a talent like that in a very long time.
That man is something great.
Yeah, dude, he put on for Valel.
Yeah, like I said, they definitely been on my playlist lately. But I'm a Bay Area music fan, so I just love, like I said, Bay Area hip hop. So seeing people exactly from the same soil you was grown from a little bit, that shit definitely hits different, different. And then from the music then. To any movies or TV. I know you say you don't, before the show, he's like, you don't really go to the movies. I like going to the movie theaters all the time. That's just my shit.
Yeah, I ain't been to the movie theater. Shit, probably like a year.
Yeah, hell yeah. But have you been on any TV shows? You've been watching the BMFs of the world, maybe the Powers, Snowfall, or anything like that? What else have you been watching?
I watched Snowfall.
Yeah.
I finished that whole thing. Lately, I've been watching, what's that shit called? Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, it's this white dude. One. It's on HBO Max, I think. I want to say.
Okay.
Barry. He's but, sick.
Okay. What was that about?
He like a hitman or something like that. And then he called. he called the time, he go from like hitman to comedy or something. He posted to this is crazy though.
Okay, I'm gonna have to tap in. Okay.
He's sick. Right?
Yeah.
Like
I gotta tap in. HBO Max, they might have some sleepers. You know, I got the streaming service. I don't be on it too much, so I got my to explore because
very
I just be on Hulu for now. Like I said, I'll be on the little animes and like I said, I've been watching a lot of the playoffs, but okay, I'm gonna tap in. Let me tap into that. Y'all go comment below what y'all been watching, what y'all need to see, what we need to see, what we need to watch for sure. Go definitely do that. But we're gonna wrap that up for the current events for the most part, and let's get into some sports talk. I just mentioned I've been watching a lot of the NBA playoffs. I've been working through most of them. I ain't gonna lie, I've been at work, so I haven't seen. I missed a lot of good games this postseason, but it's been great. Right now, I think Miami is up 2-1. On Boston, they just won a couple days ago. Yeah. I think they played today.
Saturday.
Yeah, they played.
Did they play today? Oh,
no, they played Monday. They
played
tomorrow.
The Warriors played
tonight. You're right, you're right.
Yeah.
And the Warriors are up 2-0.
2-0. Come on, man.
I'm about to say you Warriors fan?
Oh, for sure. We trying to go up 3-0.
See, I got Kenny the Nicknome, so I'm not even going to mention my squad. we've been boo-boo for a little while now, but.
For sure.
Sweet. Is that how you feeling as a Warriors fan? I'm about to say, I have a lot of friends that are Warriors fans who are just so
I'm going to keep
big-headed.
It 100. I ain't saying sleep.
Okay.
It's
been a
Mavericks
good fight.
The Mavericks is hard.
It's been a good fight so far.
And like throughout the playoffs, I believe they lost their first two games in every series.
You might be right.
So like
it's nothing
you
new.
Can't, yeah.
It's nothing
but
new.
I'm not going to say sleep. I'm going to say Warriors in six.
Yeah, okay. Warriors in six. I can see that. I was going to give y'all five, honestly. I can see five. But see. I don't know. Luka, that boy is something. That boy is something crazy. That boy is something special. He goes, okay. And then Eastern Conference. Who you think? You got Miami holding that lead. They got home court advantage now. It's 2-1. They got game four, which is still in Boston. Yep.
Yeah.
Still in Boston.
So I think.
Do you think it's going to tie it up? Do you think it's going to go seven? Or who you got just pulling out overall?
I'm going to say this one. What they are. They about to be like game four already, right?
Yeah, so game four tomorrow.
Let's go at least go six. So they might go the whole seven. I got Boston, though. I ain't going to lie. Boston hard.
Boston been going crazy.
Boston got a squad. Al Horford been going crazy.
It's been a lot of injuries in this series, I feel like. Like everybody been getting hurt. Jimmy, then Tatum, then Smart.
On both
then
sides.
Everybody, like, everybody yeah, both sides. Like, and the Kyle Lowry, and everybody just been getting hurt. Okay. I see. I've been leaning towards Boston, too, if I got somebody out the East. I've been leaning towards Boston. I wouldn't be mad if Miami did
I wouldn't be mad if Miami.
I wouldn't be mad.
Because I think we're half our way with Miami.
Boston
defense, give us some more of a
defense. But offensively, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think honestly, the Warriors are going to take it this year.
Yeah.
Just seeing the field and what's left over in the playoffs. But, I mean, that's not a reach.
Come on, man. Splash Brothers is invited to the pool party.
Come on, shit.
You know what's going down.
Talk your shit, player. Talk your shit. Switch gears, a little NFL talk. You got an NFL team? Do you watch any NFL?
I watch the NFL. I like the Raiders.
Raiders, that's your squad. Okay, me, I'm a Charger fan, so I love talking shit to my Raider fans. I grew up around them, grew up in a house full of them and stuff like that. But I know it's the off season. Y'all got Devontae Adams, little stuff like that. Just you seen how the division got tougher with Russell Wilson coming playing for the Broncos.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes there, Justin Herbert doing his thing for my squad. Just give me quick hot take prediction for the season for the Raiders. What y'all going to do? Y'all going to make some noise? Like I said, I'm glad you're realistic, at least. You feel me with the Warriors. Raiders fans, y'all, I mean, y'all very prideful as well. Give me a prediction for this upcoming season. Just where y'all at in the offseason so far.
How many games is it?
17.
17
games, yeah.
We're going to go 10-6.
10-6, 10-7? 10-7? Wait, that's 16 game. 10-6?
Yeah. Because we got a bye week. It's one bye week, right?
No, it's but it's still 17 games you're going to play. Yo,
so oh, regular so it's 17, 18 weeks. 18 weeks, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, so that's what I was saying. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I say, all right, 17 games. I say we go win 11.
11-6? Yeah. What do you think that's going to get you on the division, though? Because I say, because if you say that, then I'm going to say we're going to win 12 games. We're going to go 12-5 then as the Chargers. Because my prediction last year, which I lost a bet on, shout out Chris, he owed me some shoes. I stole him some shoes as well. I ain't going to fake. We had a bet which team would have a better record. And they literally sent the Raiders beat us in the last game of the season to get in the playoffs, which I was very hot about. Y'all end up with, I believe, a 10-7. I think that was our record last year, 10-7, and yeah, we ended up 9-8. So I was kind of salty about that. So, but if you think y'all think we'll go 11-7? I don't know. We got to see y'all schedule as well, though. I know they released the NFL schedule, no, so man, maybe you got to peep that as well. So, because the division going to be tough, real tough.
Broncos, Pat Mahomes, KC.
Yeah, and LAC, we made a lot of moves this offseason, so we're going to be nice, but... y'all think, y'all, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all gonna be wild card, fight for wild card, because of course you're gonna give it to Kansas City first. I mean,
I don't know,
but I don't know. We're not that.
Oh no,
it's gonna be tough. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. Okay, but yeah, we'll see what noise the Raiders make. But that is what it is. But we'll leave it there for the sports talk. Quick shout out to the sponsors of What's the Wave. Got to do it every episode. Number one, shout out Vintage Variation. Go follow them, all social media platforms, all your clothing, apparel needs, anything you need to shop for from head to toe, from women, men's, kids, everything. Please go follow them ASAP. Paradise Problems drops just happened. Swimwear, button-up tees, Hawaiian shirts. The shit goes crazy. Catch your boy being an ambassador for the brand as well. So go ahead and follow them. Yes, of course, sir. Become Cosmetics. Always got a shout out to them. Stay, keep it on that hush hush. Like I said, got something smooth on the way. But big drop, stay tuned for that. Big drop, stay tuned. Last but not least, Real Real Productions. He's not even in the building right now, but he's still holding it down, still providing everything, holding it down for What's the Wave. If you need equipment, man, point and shoot, editing, a little video, shit like that, holla at your boy so he will take care of you.
Yes, sir.
But let's get into the brand that's here in the building. The real reason why we're on this episode right now. And this is because we got Fresh Prince of Vallejo on this one.
Prince in town, man.
So, and then at the end, I usually kind of just want to wrap it up with kind of the main kind of summary of the brand that you are. So first, just give me, which you kind of had already touched on earlier, the start of this Fresh Prince.
The start?
Just when maybe even that shift, because like you said, you had the High Society, then you had, you know, another little baby brand, and you just kind of branched it off to Fresh Prince. Where did the name come from? Where did that kind of lock in this brand start off at?
The name, what, Fresh Prince, or the start of just the whole t-shirt thing in general?
Shit, both. Fuck it. Come on, we got time.
The name Fresh Prince, just like I said, it was Discount Prince. I felt like that was too commercial, so I just brainstormed, you know. And
just cooked something up?
Yeah, did my nice thing. Easy. Rolled the wood and just jotted down hella ideas, and then... Fresh Prince just stuck because it was like I could do a lot with that. Like it's just the play on words.
Yeah, like definitely. Like I said, I love it.
It was just dope. And then I was like, damn, well that's the logo. I could damn near just, if I do the Fresh Prince logo, people will see that and be like, oh, what is that? That's Fresh Prince? No, that ain't. And it make them do that. Like, what that say?
Make them double take. Yeah, like, that's nice. Okay.
And they're like, oh, that's dope. I like that. And I'm like,
that's
appreciate
hard.
It. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Some nice marketing right there. Marketing genius. Y'all see it, man. It's easy. Yeah.
And then the t-shirt whole thing come from, like, I had a single, like, when I used to do music and stuff. So I had a single. The single was called If Mac Dre Was Alive. And I was just promoting the single. And we pressed up around the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And the first run went like that. Like it was, that shit was gone like 2 days, and I was just on Facebook and Instagram with it. And they was calling Sacramento. I was driving everywhere, just
pulling up. Yeah,
call me, where you at?
Hell yeah. It's
like I'm pulling up, and I did that shit went crazy. And then it's like, damn, I like this t-shirt shit. And then that's when we got the machine and
Start investing shit. Into yeah. it. Okay, I like it. So like I said, easy. Man, like I said, sometimes it's as easy as, like I said, rolling the wood and brainstorming, man. Yeah. For real. Even with What's the Wave, like I said, something I've been plotting on, but just something that took some time to put in fruition. Now we here, man. Steady growing. It's glad to see you doing the same. Man, so
for sure.
Give me a moment, one of them speed bump moments, one of them kind of hard times where you had to learn, and one of them hard learning lessons of just being like, damn, okay, this t-shirt shit harder than I thought. Maybe was it getting the equipment, using the equipment? Like you say, you speak on just having a team around you. Like I said, people. Can you speak to kind of one of those challenging moments that you had?
Let me see. Getting the machine, I think. Okay, once we got the machine, like I said, we didn't. This is like a real screen printing machine.
Yeah.
The big 5-on, 4 pads.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's one of the big joints. So, like, we didn't know how to run it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You just got
we just bought it.
Shit.
We and that motherfucker in the garage just now, it's like, okay, well, we got to figure out how to run it now. It ain't gonna run itself. Like, facts. It ain't one of them automatic joints. Like, facts. it ain't go print the shirts by itself. So, I mean, we got on YouTube and YouTube basically taught
YouTube
us everything.
YouTube University, man. Go YouTube, check it out, man. YouTube University.
Shit, that shit taught us everything. Then, but it was a challenge because, like, the steps, okay, you had to, burn the design into the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But first you had to put some emulsion on it, and it was just like all these steps, and then you gotta make sure if the design don't come through clear enough, you gotta do it again. And
yeah,
it was just
a process.
Like
process.
It was trial and error. You feel me?
Yeah.
Trial and error. Like we, as we went along, we probably fucked over 150 shirts, but
easy.
We end up learning it, you
yeah,
feel me?
Had to master that bitch.
Yeah. We end up we got it down to where we could
see,
okay. We printed one night, I think we did like 100 shirts in an hour.
Ooh, like, now that's working.
Two color.
That's working. Come on now. And I about to say, okay, you did, that's a perfect segue into the next question I had set up, from one of them challenging moments to one of those feel good moments. If that being one, or if you could think of another one, exactly where it was just maybe your first big drop. Maybe you already talked about one of those feel good moments being the first t-shirts you was just selling out.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those vendor events that just popped off something crazy. What's one another feel good moment that you had with the brand Fresh Prince?
Shit, I had a few. Let me think.
It could be a minor.
I don't know.
One,
probably
my big
first order, I would say.
Okay. Like the first one.
Like a major order, like, okay, like, we need 200 shirts.
Ooh.
Three color, front and back.
Oh, yeah, like the works.
Like,
I need this in the works, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I'm like, okay.
And, like, hella soon. I'm about to say, like, on a deadline and stuff like that. Does that play impact? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that definitely play impact, yeah. Especially when I'm doing it at this time right now. It's like I said, a one-man machine, and you feel me? Mm-hmm. One shirt at a time.
Yeah.
So
it's just really
one
like
location
said,
at a time. So it's like,
you putting in that work.
Yeah. So it was like, damn. But when I told him the price, and I'm like, they ain't finna get that.
Yeah.
And shit, I was wrong.
And it worked out.
You got it.
That's a blessing, man. Come on. Yeah. I mean, like you say, you got to know your worth at the end of the day. Yeah. Know your worth. I just had a guest on recently, and that was one of her challenging moments. She was just like requesting, raising her prices. Like, she's like, I mean, everybody's in a difficult time, but you feel me? And she thankfully had customers that were respectful and was like, oh, it's good. Like,
inflation.
I understand.
Everything
inflation
going up.
And like you said, inflation.
Inflation.
And she was like,
everything,
man,
going up.
That was such a hard thing for her to have to do to her clientele, but thank goodness people understood. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes as a
business.
It
is hard as a business, as you run. Because
you don't
want to
feel like you're playing nobody.
Yeah. And you don't want to, yeah, exactly. You don't want to feel like you're playing them. And then at the same time, you don't want to lose somebody that been a good customer over a long time,
over some
time.
Over some money. Yeah, over a price or something.
So it's like, damn, should I do it? Should I not? But at the same time, they doing it to you, like the manufacturers or wherever you getting your products from, or your whatever you selling, your merch or whatever. It's going, everything went up.
Yeah, so, everything.
Like, if you don't add that, then you gonna be taking a loss.
You the one that's taking that out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Makes so, sense. Yeah. It just you gotta make it pan out to make it make sense.
You got to
for you, you and the customer. Like,
yeah, no, and to wrap off this wonderful episode with the recap, since we got to know so much about the brand, where it came from, how it started, how it shifted gears, and how it's, like I said, still growing and progressing, which I love to see. What's next? What can I expect? What can the people expect? What is Fresh Prince going to bring us moving forward as far as shit, more opportunities? Shit, it don't matter. Discount codes, sales, shit, events, vendor meetups, anything like that, collaborations. What's going on with Fresh Prince?
Yeah, we, I'm just trying to bring good quality, man. Affordable prices. And just keep my clients happy.
At the end of the
what's new? What's new is Boss Biz Marketplace.
Okay, yes, sir.
So if y'all been seeing that on Instagram,
definitely whatever, shout out Boss Biz.
That's me.
Yes, sir.
That's my pop up page where I'm trying to start throwing my own events. Got a new location. I got it in the headlock right now. Yeah, I'm just waiting on the lady.
I'm just waiting
on the lady to send me the confirmation email.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna put the location out there for y'all. Nice. But it's got a nice location, a known location in Vallejo, where I think it'd be a good location. It's already one market there, but it's Boss Biz Marketplace, man.
Come on. Can make something happen. It's gonna make something happen.
Make some room. Scoot over.
Let them know where the people can follow you as well.
Fresh Prince Vallejo on Instagram.
Come on.
Be on Facebook. Fresh Prince of Vallejo Facebook. Follow my High Society Clothing brand, man.
Yeah.
It's on Instagram. High Society Clothing.
It's still in here.
Oh, Boss Biz Marketplace. Boss Biz_.
All of that, man. Fresh Prince of Vallejo, Boss Biz Marketplace, High Society Clothing, everything you need. Comment below what you want to see, because we got a lot more coming for y'all. But other than that, it's been a...
What size shirt you wear, my boy?
Oh, I'm like a small, medium, you feel me? I could rock the medium, but a small little dude, you know, skinny boy for sure. Faithfully. Oh, he ain't have to come bless me like that. He already blessed me, look. With the hat, with the tees now. Come on now. Entrepreneur. Okay. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Come on, y'all see it. Y'all see the logo. Y'all know what to do, man. Thank you so much, my guy. Blessing me. Y'all see it. Real quality stuff, man. Come on now. Y'all see it. We out here, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, my dude. Thank y'all for watching me. Yes, thank you for coming in.
Appreciate you.
Tune in next week. Got some more guests, more great topics, more great talk. And you already know we're here to stay. Tell your auntie, because it's her favorite podcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Hello. It's the freshest.
Yes. Oh, definitely.